It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. From last week, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament wrapped up on Thanksgiving night with the championship game. And the Arcadia Valley Tigers upset top seed South Iron with a 55-47 win to claim their first tournament title since 2009. Head coach David Prater after the championship victory.
It was big for everybody. You know, we came in and set a goal to play for a championship, and everything after that was a bonus. So that was fantastic.
To be able to have the reception you guys had after winning it, going to celebrate with the student section, and then having them all come down and celebrate with you guys with the trophy in hand, what's the feeling like?
It's going to be something that they never forget, you know. I still remember the one I won in 07, you know. This is just an unbelievable feeling to have the town, to have the school, to have the community behind you and win this. You hear that AV, you know, it just makes your heart, you know, just pop out of your chest. Those boys deserve it. We've had three, four years of just hard work, and it hadn't showed on the scoreboard, you know, but it feels good to finally have it start showing up on the scoreboard.
The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament champions are the host club, Arcadia Valley Tigers. Coming up today on the local side, Bitterroot Area College women's basketball. The 6-3 Lady Cardinals, fresh off of their Saturday win over Olney Central, play on the road at Lincoln Trail. We'll have coverage for you on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus at 4:30, with tip-off at 5 o'clock. In boys basketball today, it's tournament week throughout the high school basketball landscape. The 36th annual Valley Caledonia tournament begins. Top seed Bunker plays 8 seed St. Paul, 2 seed West County, gets 7 seed Bourbon, 3 seed Valley Caledonia will face 6 seed Marquand, and 4 seed Bismarck plays 5 seed Kingston. Those games in quarterfinals. Potosi is in the 12th annual FCNB Banquet Challenge in Sullivan. And in Crystal City, the Rolla Duke Herbert Tournament. 5-seed Central plays 4-seed Saxony Lutheran. In DeSoto, St. Genevieve will play tomorrow in the 11th annual Fountain City Classic Tournament that begins today. And on the girls' side, the girls' Fountain City Classic Tournament, also in its 11th installment, features a pair of conference teams squaring off. 2-seed Potosi plays today against 7-seed St. Genevieve. And Fredericktown and Central all do battle in the 11th annual Fredericktown Tournament. You can find the brackets online at kfmosports.com. And quickly, high school football from Saturday, the Class 4 state quarterfinal. Festus's season comes to a close. They lose to Kearney 52-24. NHL, the St. Louis Blues picked up back-to-back wins for the first time all season, beating Ottawa on Friday 4-3, then the Utah Mammoth on Saturday 1-0. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, what has he seen from the Blues that has led to back-to-back victories for the first time all year?
It's been great to watch the last two nights, how committed guys have been to playing the right way, to sacrificing for each other, to being selfless again. It's nice to see those qualities back in our team identity.
Forward Dylan Holloway, how important is it that the Blues have won back-to-back games now?
It's huge. I mean, I think our effort and our intensity has definitely been there these past two games. You know, obviously playing a back-to-back is tough. You got to dig deep, but they were playing a back-to-back too, so we knew it was going to be a bit of a grind out there, and I was really proud of our effort tonight.
The Blues play tonight against the Anaheim Ducks at Enterprise Center. Pregame coverage on B104.3 at 6:30, puck drop at 7 o'clock. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs lost on Thanksgiving to the Dallas Cowboys 31-28. The Chiefs will play Sunday against the Houston Texans back at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll have coverage for you at 6 on KFMO and kickoff at 7:20. And in NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers wrapped up the regular season with a 31-17 win over Arkansas. Tiger head coach Eli Drinkwitz, how would he assess the regular season that saw the Tigers finish 8-4 overall and 4-4 in the SEC?
I think it's a good season. You know, it's not great. We had a chance to go to great. We didn't get it done. And as a team, as an organization, as everybody, you know, we've got to find those inches, and it starts with me, and then it trickles down to everybody.
And late last week, it was announced that head coach Eli Drinkwitz had been offered an extension to remain the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. Drinkwitz says he never considered leaving Missouri and is happy to have signed the extension.
I was the leading bet getter for a job I never interviewed for. That's annoying. That's bull crap. Okay? This place has been nothing but great to me. And so, you know, I just felt like it was we weren't done yet. You know, we weren't done yet. That north end zone isn't completed. And so my job here is not completed yet.
The Missouri Tigers regular season ends with a record of 8-4. NCAA men's basketball, the St. Louis University Billikens play LMU tomorrow at 9 o'clock as they shift into December. Head coach Josh Schertz, what is he wanting to see from his team as they enter the December part of the schedule?
How are we going to, you know, handle adversity? You know, how are we going to handle close games down the stretch? You know, how are we going to handle where we have to probably layer more offense than we've had to, where we can't just, you know, maybe overpower teams with our transition and athleticism.
And the Missouri Tigers basketball team play tomorrow against Notre Dame. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.